on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. My name is Amanda McCormack. I am your host. This is the show where we explore different ways to add happiness and health into your life, whether that's through physical means, mental practices, or honestly anything. Today's episode is kind of a build off of last week's episode. If you didn't check that one out, that was like my top lessons that I learned in the past year and what advice I'm kind of carrying with me into this next year. And this episode is more like tangible practices that I enjoyed picking up this past year or kind of like deepening my practice of. So they're wellness practices and self-care practices. And I'm going to explain a little bit about them. We have a combination of science because I'm going to talk about some nutritional things you can add into your life. And then other things are more personal, like self-care boundary type situations. So we're going to go through that list today and hopefully one or two or all of them resonate with you and you can try them out or kind of deep dive more into them. So this is just skimming the surface of things that truly increased my health, my glow, inner glow, outer glow, my happiness, just all of that. So we're going to get into that. And as usual, we're going to be focusing on what we can add into our lives or lean into more of rather than restricting or feeling bad about something. I think that's the best way to look at anything, especially this time of year when everybody talks about goals and all of that and like intention setting and changing who you are, to not have that harboring of guilt or shame about things, or mindfully when the feelings of guilt and shame come up, just acknowledge them and shift your focus to focusing on what you can bring into your life. Because I feel like we're trained sometimes through the world to have this guilt and shame, and it's also just a part of being human. And it's so easy for anyone to sit up there and be like, do this, set this goal, do that. And I find a lot of the time, especially like the gym industry, kind of makes you feel bad for who you are, and that's why you change. And I don't think that's a healthy way of changing, especially because I've done that a lot. I think my fitness and health journey actually started from a place of like self-hate. Like I was motivated to change myself because I didn't like myself. And not that that's bad, but working on focusing on what we can add into our lives and not berating or beating ourselves down is like its journey on its own. But if you can kind of keep that with you while you're going through anything this year, where you're setting goals or anything, focusing on what can I bring from the external world and bring it into my life? Like, how can I bring more of that into my life to add, to build, and kind of co-create with myself instead of focusing on what I can like rip out of myself and feel bad about? And again, it's not an easy mindset to shift into, but just kind of keeping that thought in your head while we go through this episode, or just while you go through this month, this year. It's advice that has really helped me. And yeah, I don't know, just thought maybe it'd resonate. So the first thing I want to talk about isn't a total physical thing. Most of the things on the list are. But the first thing I want to mention as like a wellness in self-care practice ritual that you can take for yourself is really turning this year into a year of boundaries. I feel like boundaries have helped me actually do the things that I want to do and the practices I want to explore, and whether it be my own hobbies, my own time. I feel like I always might have had a hard time saying no to things, whether that be an event with people, whether that be taking on more than I can handle in work, or even with myself. Like I'll sign up for like 10 courses at once and like want to do all these things, and then I get burnt out and I feel like guilt and shame and go through that whole cycle. So this year, focusing on setting boundaries for yourself, to focus on yourself at certain points. If you want to stay in one night, then stay in, even though you might find yourself beating around the bush. Sometimes I find myself doing that. And if anyone's listening, I'm sorry, I've been working on it about like, and I mean it, like I want to go do something, but I know that day I have a lot on my plate, but I still am like, yes, I'll do it. And then when that day comes, I get really burnt out. And then I end up like, girl, no one wants to be a flake, but like, it, you know, stuff builds up and I just can't do it. Like I can't handle it. And So practicing boundaries, like thinking ahead and being like, okay, I know that day I have a lot to do, and actually saying to other people, like, I don't think I have the space for that, or whatever you want to phrase it as, has really helped me. Like, just setting those boundaries, knowing that, like, yeah, I can't come over that night. I can't do this that night. I can't take that shift. Things where I found myself collectively always, like, quickly responding and being like, yes, I'll do that. Yes, yes. Maybe people pleasing. That's, like, my first lesson. I know this episode is not about lessons per se, but, like, that's my first thing. Because if you don't give yourself the space or the time to have with yourself, then some of these practices, I feel they're easy to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do that, or oh yeah, I'm gonna kind of start diving into that. And then if you don't give yourself the actual time in your calendar to do it, it's so much harder, and then you feel bad. And I don't want anyone, like, feeling bad. I found, like, that was my cycle. I would wake up in the morning and I wouldn't have time to do, like, bits of my morning routine, which you don't need 1 hour morning routine. Like, sometimes my morning routine is like 5 minutes, but I still give myself that time. And in the past, like, I wouldn't give myself that time because I'd commit to too many things, you know? So finding the strength in you to set boundaries with people so you can actually focus on yourself this year. Maybe you want to go explore something by yourself. Maybe you want to branch out and try a new activity or anything along those lines. But my number one in for the year is setting boundaries for yourself and taking time for yourself. The next thing is more of a physical thing. Minerals. Minerals are in. That is the trend report for the year. Minerals? Yes. So minerals, well, I'm talking mostly about trace minerals. They're vital nutrients that our body needs in, like, very small amounts. That's what the word trace means, like, small, so, like, trace amounts. And there's a lot of benefits to having trace minerals. Like, you can get it through mineralized water, you can get it through food, but we tend to be, I don't want to ever be like, oh, we're deficient, but we don't get enough because a lot of the time we drink a lot of filtered water, we're not getting those minerals naturally, and a lot of our foods may not have that. So trace minerals actually help the body absorb other nutrients. So the things that you're putting in your body and the other good stuff you're putting in, these trace minerals help your body kind of take it in and distribute it. So anything you consume is kind of broken down by trace minerals. And we need the full spectrum of them. There's tons of trace minerals, like, basically all the minerals that you're thinking of in your head are kind of involved, but we need the whole spectrum of them to experience, like, all of the benefits. And the biggest benefit I've noticed by taking trace minerals this past year is, like, my energy levels are a lot better. From someone that, like, I go back and forth between Hawaii and New York, and also spur of the moment travel sometimes with my work, and I feel like I'm just, like, not immune to jet lag. Like, I'm just constantly jet lagged, or my sleep schedule is something that, like, is very important for me to prioritize, because if I don't, I realize, like, I kind of slip into, not naps are bad, but I slip into, like, taking naps for, like, long hours, and, like, once I'm down, it's, like, hard to get me up. Like, I will stay there, and then I'll get mad at anybody that tries to get me up. Like, I will tell you, wake me up at 9 or whatever, and then you come to wake me up at 9, and I'll be like, so it's like I'd be slipping into that sometimes. But I've noticed, like, when I'm taking when I'm eating whole foods, just like a nice whole foods diet, and I am getting all the minerals I need in, my energy levels are higher. Like, a lot of the times I know people rely on caffeine, but it's kind of cool to, like, take a break from caffeine and lean into why you may be tired. Like, yeah, it could be your sleep schedule. It could be maybe, like, adrenal fatigue, like, you're burnt out and that's why you need it. Or it might be you're not actually getting enough of a mineral or a food group or something. And I've noticed, like, I do love yerba mates. The yerba mates and, like, tea is basically where I get my caffeine from. Like, I don't drink coffee and I stopped all the other types of energy drinks, but I drink them for more enjoyment. And when I find myself maybe getting very caught up in, oh, I need a caffeinated beverage or something, I need to, like, step back and be like, okay, what in my routine is actually making me a little bit more lethargic? But minerals have tons of benefits, but I've just noticed, like, taking them this past year, like, my energy levels have been up. So you can get them in, like, drops, like trace mineral drops. You can find them anywhere. There's a brand, I believe, called Trace Minerals. There's other brands. Zuma's a really good brand that does trace minerals as well. And you can, like, drop them into your water, into your drinks, and just, like, take it that way. I don't know how to explain it. Okay, if you're from New York, do you know Poland Spring? I have to say, like, Poland Spring is, like, my favorite water taste, like, because I think I grew up on it. So sometimes when I taste water that's like not Poland Spring, I notice it. And when you put the trace mineral drops in, it does not taste, it kind of makes it like, it tastes like New Jersey water, if that makes, no hate, if that makes sense. Well, a little hate to Jersey, but not too much hate, just a little. That's kind of what it tastes like. So it like mutes your water. So sometimes I'll just like drop it into like my little mocktails that I make. So I get it in that way. But check out Trace Minerals. Take them and see how you feel. There's usually instructions on them, because when you start taking them, you have to take them in really small doses, like one, I think it's like 1 to 5 drops. And then you can work your way up to like 5 to 10 drops. So read the package, because if you take too many, I think it'll make you like, it'll make you toot. So read the package before you try it. But I think they're really good, and I've been enjoying the change in my energy levels from them. Next up on my list, we're just going to talk about teas, man. I am a big tea girl. I have noticed, okay, I want to talk about one tea in particular, but how teas can be used. Like, I did a whole reel on it, like, we sleep on teas, because they can be used daily for enjoyment. They can be used as a treatment, like medicinally, and not only as a medicinal treatment, but before treatment, they can be used kind of as a preventative, if you want to think of it that way. So there's like so many beautiful benefits with herbs, and they line up with different parts of your body. So like dandelion tea is a really great tea for your liver. And your liver is connected to a lot of things. So ironically, your hormones are actually connected to your liver, and like your hormonal system and the thyroid and all of that. So acne can actually stem kind of from your liver, because when you take care of your liver, it takes care of your hormones, and that can help with, let's say you get hormonal acne, or your energy levels might be low from your hormones. Like, there's a lot of cool benefits that like relate to everything. And of course, the liver does a lot of other things for the body, but dandelion tea is a great tea for your liver. I take spearmint tea because it levels out the levels of testosterone in your body, which hormones are like, if you think about, I did a whole episode on the menstrual cycle where I can go more into it, because I don't really want to go on a tangent right now, but it's not testosterone like in a manly way, like, you know, it's like we all have testosterone, and the levels in your, the female body, like it fluctuates at all times. Like, you always have it, but sometimes a higher level of testosterone can lead to having like hormonal acne around your jaw, which I have experienced. Girl, I drink 2 bags of spearmint tea in the day, and I've just noticed like such a difference. Like, I don't get the really I'm doing a bunch of things, so I want you to know that as well. Like, I don't want to, I know I'm kind of talking about these things as miracle products. They're great, and I've noticed like holistically a lot of things in my life have led to me feeling better in different areas, whether that be like spiritually, physically, mentally. So I don't want you to think about everything I'm saying is like, you need to get this. But I'm just saying from my personal experience, having spearmint tea. The next thing I'm going to talk about too is bone broth. I'm just going to jump, like, I'm going to spoil it. But, and I'll talk about bone broth when it comes up. But the benefits of both of them, my skin has been really good with also the way I eat, you know. So it's a mix of that. But spearmint tea, man, I don't get those, like, deep, you know, like the under the skin bumps that like you can't pop them, they're just there and they hurt and you can feel it like when you chew. I don't get them as much anymore from the spearmint tea. I'm drinking it now. I drink 2 bags in the morning. I'm gonna take a sip, it's either gonna be horrible or like ASMR. No, I'm not gonna do that to you. It's probably gonna be horrible. I'm gonna sound like Shaggy, like before they, the ghost is behind him and he's like, it's right behind me, isn't it? You know, like that's what I'm gonna sound like if I take a sip of tea while I'm recording. But I think spearmint tea is like one of my favorites. It's so good. But again, there's a lot of teas that can help you out with different things. There's teas that work for digestion. Like peppermint is a really good tea for digestion. And then I'm just trying, like, I love teas. There's so many beautiful benefits of them. But again, like if you drink dandelion tea on the daily, and if you drink like the spearmint tea, like I've been doing, I've kind of been switching between those two. That's why I mentioned them. They're on top of my head. I'm not using it as a treatment because I'm not getting those symptoms, you know, like I'm just drinking them daily and it's helping to kind of keep things at bay, and I love it. It's just tea, and tea is so good. It's also just like a nice warming beverage. Like, who doesn't love tea? So maybe looking into teas for things, because I have just been enjoying them so much, and I feel like they help me and they're easy to use. Like, I'm just drinking them with my dinner in the morning and reaping the benefits. So moving on to our next thing again, which is bone broth. Bone broth is great for so many things. The main reason I started drinking it originally, it's a natural source of collagen. So like collagen powders, they're not bad for you or anything, or ineffective, I'd say, but a natural source of collagen, just like a natural source of anything, is going to be better than a supplemented version. So collagen itself, it's good for skin. Everyone thinks of it like skin, hair, nails. But collagen provides structure, like the molecular structure, to skin, to bones, to what are those, tendons, ligaments, you know, those little guys in the body. And bone broth also has a lot of health benefits besides having a high level of collagen, which it also has protein in it. Like, you get about 10 grams per cup of bone broth. Again, it's like more of a collagen form, but you're still getting...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
10 grams of protein, which is crazy. You can just drink it, and you can also cook your rice in bone broth. That's like a life hack. So if you don't want to drink it, you can cook rice in it, and then you literally have like the protein in the rice. Crazy. But again, it supports your gut health as well. So your digestion, it can help with like bloating. Your gut's connected to a lot of different things. It's connected literally to your brain. Again, gut can also be connected to skin in a sense. So like, there's a lot of benefits to taking stuff for your gut, and bone broth helps support that. It helps with reducing inflammation, and if you actually mix like turmeric and black pepper into your bone broth, then it's like a double whammy, because turmeric is like a great anti-inflammatory as well. And people again take it for skin. It can help with skin ailments, it can help with aging skin, supposedly. Like, skin concerns, they fall under the bone broth category. And I want to talk about the difference between bone broth and like broth, like regular broth, because it will say bone broth and it won't say stock. It'll say like bone broth. And stock is sometimes, you just want to, like, if you're buying it, it's just bone broth. But if you make it yourself, there's recipes. But the words bone broth is like kind of what you want, because both are made basically from, I hate talking about animals, like, it's so, like, I have chicken, like, I eat chicken. Like a personal preference, and like chicken bone broth, like I don't eat beef bone broth, although beef bone broth is good. I just don't consume like cow products, because like I love them, I love cows. But anyway, you're gonna simmer animal bones, and sometimes they do the meat too, but it's mostly bones. And it cooks for like a very long time, like hours and hours. You kind of let it, and what that like lengthy cooking time does is it basically allows the nutrients to like seep out of the bones and into the liquid. So when you're doing broth, it's actually like a lot quicker, so you're not getting as much. So if you're just buying chicken broth or chicken stock, like, you're not getting as much of the nutrients. But if you're buying like bone broth, you're gonna get more of the nutrients because of the cooking time, is basically like the science behind it. Bone broth is also really good if you ever heard of glutamine, which they sell that as like a supplement, like you can buy glutamine, but it's already in bone broth. And glutamine helps maintain like the structure, like the function of the tissue that lines your tummy, your little gastrointestinal tract, if you want to use the scientific word. So again, that's basically one of the reasons why it helps with reducing inflammation in the gut and reducing inflammation in the body. It's just overall a really great thing to implement. I've been using this brand called Bare Bones. It's like a powdered bone broth, and I really like it because they have a chicken flavor, they have a ramen flavor, and then they have like a lemon ginger flavor, which I really like. But here's my hack. Two hacks. One, if you're buying regular bone broth and you don't like the taste of it, because it just tastes like a milky broth, I don't know how to describe it, but it, if you season it, like, season it the way you season anything, you know, like garlic and like onion powder and salt and pepper, or whatever else you want to add. If you like spice, you put a little cumin in there, you know, whatever you want, add it into your bone broth, it'll taste like literal soup. If you add enough garlic powder, it will taste like soup. I use the McDonald's curry, like, you know, the Irish curry. I take like a teaspoon of the curry and I mix it in with my bone broth, and it literally tastes like a really nice soup. And you can also use like regular curry powder too, like the ones that you get like in the spice rack. It tastes great. Just season your bone broth, it'll taste so good. But if you don't have the time to season it, or don't want to deal with all of that, or the liquid, Bare Bones, I've been loving. Like, it's not sponsored or anything. They sell it at Whole Foods. So I pick it up all the time from there. And you can also like bring it on a plane with you and like put it in the hot water they gave. All right, on to our next one. We're moving through this pretty quick. I did 25 days of wellness on my Instagram. I don't know if you guys watched, if you were following, but I mentioned this one too, tongue scraping. I started tongue scraping this year, early in the year, I believe. I saw my friend doing it and I was just like, you know, that looks fresh. But there's actually a lot of great benefits to it in Ayurveda and in like science. So two of my favorite things, science, Ayurveda. And basically what tongue scraping is, if you have never seen it, it's like a U-shaped piece of metal that you literally just drag across your tongue. You're supposed to do it 7 to 14 times according to like Ayurveda, but yeah, usually I do it like 10 times. What you do is it helps remove like the debris, I guess would be the word, and like bacteria, the dead cells on your tongue. In Ayurveda, they call them toxins. So removing the toxins off your tongue, it also removes like if you have a literal white coat of your tongue, which is cool because in Ayurveda and in Chinese medicine, the color of your tongue actually shows your health in a way. So people will like take a photo of someone's tongue or like show their tongue to like a professional in those fields and they'll like point out, oh, like your digestion must be a little off or you must be doing this, your liver, like there's different areas on the tongue that actually correlate with the body, just kind of like the feet, which is really, really cool. So removing the toxins off your tongue is a way of like connecting like the organs, I think. I'm not explaining it in a way that's going to make your mind sound blown, like but what it does is it literally cleans your tongue. It can improve your sense of taste over time actually, which is really cool, and it's a fast way to remove all like the extra particles and junk on your tongue, including the ones that cause bad breath. So you just feel fresher when you do it. Helps with bad breath, helps improve your sense of taste, helps stimulate organs as well, because like I said, the whole connection between the tongue and the body. And then some people also say it helps with gut health because the tongue is connected with that. But it's a very interesting topic to go into if you want to go into more of the Ayurvedic background. But in general, it's a great oral hygiene practice. I do it with oil pulling, and I also like brush my teeth, you know, and all the normal stuff plus tongue scraping and the oil pulling. So really love it. I've just noticed my mouth feels really great in the morning, and like I actually don't feel like my mouth is clean until I do it. Like after I do everything else, don't feel I'm clean without it. Like it feels like you know, love it. And they're like $4. You can get them online, get them on Amazon. Great tool to invest in for your oral health. Next up on the list, mocktails. I am a mocktail girly. I always am. I always have been. I love fun little drinks, you know, like a little beverage, a little bevy. So like Poppy and Olipop, they have been like one of my faves for a very long time. And I see them getting really popular the past like year or so. And I'm like, yes, because that means you're going to be in more places and you can buy them more accessibly. Like Target never used to sell things like that, or like little delis. Like you go to a deli and they sell Poppy and I'm like, that's amazing, because like I can actually get a soda at the shop, like, and some stores didn't sell these things a long time ago. So I kind of love like how it's becoming more popular to have these like products. I love making a drink that's like beneficial for you. I don't know exactly what to say with it, but the past like 2.5 years I waited off alcohol. Like I still will drink occasionally, but it's been so sparse the past year, like very sparse. And 2 years ago, like a little bit if I had like an event or something, but I haven't drank in a long time. Actually, I haven't drank, okay, in November one night I went to a bar and I had 2 beers, and then I had a drink on December 30th. I had a Guinness, it was delicious, and then I had 2 mojitos in Greece in September. And I had champagne on my birthday in August. So like I literally drink like once a month, I guess. I don't know. And I don't want to say I'm sober or like against it, like, but I just like don't like the way it makes me feel. I don't like the benefits, not the benefits. I don't like what it does to the body, like the idea of it. I feel like I don't need that in me. Like I'm already tired as it is sometimes. Like I don't want to be hungover. I don't even want to be drunk anymore. And I've used the past year to help me get out of my shell, because I was using alcohol to kind of cope with social anxiety, I think, when I was younger. That was like the base of it. And then I ended up just normalizing it and going out. And it's not bad. I'm not trying to like talk about it or like berate anybody for drinking, but I just mean I've learned and I've made myself uncomfortable in the past year and tried to get myself to do things without alcohol. And I kind of like I love it. Like, I just don't drink anymore, basically. And I find having a mocktail with a benefit, because like, who wants to just drink juice? And I know a lot of people are doing like dry January, so I'll be posting more mocktail recipes, but I love like adaptogenic herbs or anything that I can add into my drink that's going to give me a benefit. Like, you know, like, your mind's going to feel good, your body's going to feel good, but it's not something harmful. So I'm really into them right now. Just want to add that on the list. It's so fun. I'll be posting my recipes. If it is something that interests you, please let me know, because I would love to share more about them. And I know so many fun little brands, because I love to go try like new little drinks, whether it be like a kombucha, whether it be like an adaptogenic thing, or like a gut health drink. Like, I love to buy them and test them out by myself. I feel like I should film it, because like, why don't I? It could be like a fun TikTok series. But yeah, I think they're awesome, and they help me feel good too, in terms of like when I first started not drinking. I remember we went to like this game, and I bought like poppies with me, and I had like two of them. And then I would realize, like, when I was sitting there, I was like, I don't even really need to be drinking two of these. Like, I don't want the juice that bad. And it made me like more comfortable, but I felt like I always had to hold something in my hand. I can do an episode about that if that's something that interests you, about that whole topic. Yeah, I think that I put two other things on the list, but I basically put intuitive movement. Intuitive movement is like exploring like a static dance, or like if I feel like my body wants to just move on the mat, I kind of just let it with music. And that's been something I've been exploring. I don't really have much to say on it, but just maybe playing music in the bathroom and just allowing myself to dance. And it has helped me like overcome shame with some things, I feel like moving my hips and all of that, and just letting myself dance and not feel like I'll have to be like, if I'm in a bar and I'm like how I used to dance when I was like younger, like I felt like I had to move my body, like I was having fun, but like I had to do it presentable. But like, I'm just like dancing like crazy in my house when I play music now, and it feels good. So that's something I've had fun with, and like I'll dance a little bit in the morning and I'll get energy and I feel good for my day. That's just something I've been exploring. And then last thing, I've been trying to make more things homemade, whether it be juices or like growing my own herbs, drying them out, making milks out of like almonds and sodas and stuff. Like, I'm slowly just trying to create a lot of store-bought things at home. My next mission is bread. I want to try and make sourdough bread. I made tortillas the other day. They looked like cornbread. They were thick and square and not good. I'm a pretty good cook. I don't want to like sound like I'm not, but like, I respect the hustle of trial and error, and that was an error, so we have to work on that. But yeah, I've been trying to cook more inside, like create more things on my own. I've been making my own hair oils and stuff like that. I'm also taking this herbalist course, so I want to learn how to make like tinctures and all these things. So I'm in the process of learning that, and I'll share my journey as I go, because it's really fun. But yeah, because I know a lot of things, like the hair oil I made. Dude, like, I bought castor oil for like $7 and like rosemary for like $2, and I have like an endless supply of hair oil. Like, I have a big vat. Meanwhile, I was paying like $12 for the one I was getting, and I was using it up in like 2 weeks. So anyway, I think it's cool, because like, you can save money with things, and a lot of the things are already naturally abundant in the world. But yeah, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please let me know if you want to hear anything. Like, I know we cover a lot of topics like in the holistic realm. So we talk about like nutrition, we talk about mindset, we talk about like, we're talking about boundaries in this episode, but we can also talk about fitness and things like that. If there's anything you would like me to go into, please shoot me a DM. My Instagram is happy holistic hippie. Hippie is spelled HIPPIE. That's how it's spelled. And feel free to send anything. I share a bit on Instagram. I've been trying to share more on TikTok. I have been lifting, and I don't post it. I used to post all my workout videos until my Instagram got hacked. Oh, update. My old Instagram got hacked last February, and they would not let me back in, and Instagram literally would not help. They told me to send them photos of my face to verify it was me. I did, and they were like, that's not you. And I was like, what? And they wouldn't let me in. And recently, the person who hacked my Instagram, they've had it for this past year, they deleted every single piece of my page, all of my content, like 600 posts, and they turned it into a Tom Brady fan page. So if you get a DM from Tom Brady trying to sell you Bitcoin, that used to be my Instagram. RIP. I forget what I was talking about before. that led to that. Oh, I used to like film my workouts. They're all gone now. I was going to say, if you wanted to, you can go check my hacked account, but no, it's now a Tom Brady page. But yeah, that's where I used to post on my workouts, and I kind of burnt myself out filming workouts, but that was a very long time ago. It was almost like a year and a half ago. So I don't know. I still lift. I just don't film it anymore. But I've kind of been feeling the urge to kind of maybe go into that topic more, because I'm still a trainer, but I just feel like there's a lot more to life than fitness, but fitness is important as well. So if you want more fitness content, I've been thinking about creating some, whether it be like video format or on the podcast. But yeah, just shoot me a DM if you have anything that you want to know, whether it's about lifting, whether it's about yoga, if it's nutrition, if it's a topic you're struggling with like confidence or boundaries or inner child, like anything, just like shoot me a message and maybe I can help by creating an episode or a resource or anything like that. Cause like, I love it. I love hearing from you because it's a two-way street. I just don't want to sit up here and talk about topics you don't want to hear. So yeah, feel free to DM me. It's all good. And I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.